to talk about Drives of a Lifetime, Allison Johnson with National Geographic, 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips. It's a big, thick book, Craig. I wouldn't recommend reading this book while you're driving. Have someone else as a co-pilot maybe tell you where you're going and what needs to be looked at. But a lot of great photographs. Allison, as anyone knows, National Geographic, I mean, they're known for their photographs, and they're just beautiful photographs in this book. This is the second edition, 500 of the world's greatest road trip. What makes a great road trip, I guess?
Well, there's a lot of criteria for a great road trip, but of course, it's the stunning views, the great places to stop, to eat, the parks to visit, the things to do along the way. So that was our criteria while picking out the drives for this book.
And this is where we ride. Is this all over the United States, all over the world? Where is kind of the boundaries, if any?
We're all over the world. We've gone from everywhere from your home state of Ohio all the way out to the Golden Triangle in India. So we've really covered everything here.
And lots of places for people, I guess, no matter what you're interested in. Talk about some of those. You have different categories. I guess maybe pick some of those that I really want to highlight.
Yeah, we have a lot of great top 10 lists that really narrow things down to the type of vacationer you are. So it's, you know, if you love beaches, we have top 10 drives along beach scenic routes. We have, you know, for people like me who are foodies, we have a ton of foodie drives in this book. We have drives for history lovers. We have drives for people that want to go national park to national park. And there's, you know, we're National Geographic, so seeing wildlife and nature is kind of one of the top things that we want to do in here. So there are a ton of drives focused on that.
So let's talk about some of those for people who, when you're looking for, I guess, you talk about foodies, things to eat, as they call it gourmet road trips as well. What kind of, where are some of the hot places for that?
Yeah, well, one of my favorite ones is actually all the way over in Italy, and you take this two-hour driving tour, and along that way, you stop at olive groves, and you learn to make olive oil. You stop at balsamic vinegar factories and take a tour of them, make your own balsamic vinegar, and then cap it off in Parma, Italy, where you taste Parmesan from its hometown. Back in the U.S., there's a great route that's actually by me over in D.C. in Maryland called the Chesapeake Country. And it follows the Chesapeake Bay, and there's great seafood along the way. And you stop at Queenstown and St. Michael's. You'll have steamed crabs. You'll have clams and oysters. It's fantastic.
Do you need different kinds of vehicles for some of these trips?
You know, you can do it in your own car, and it's pretty easy. None of them are specialty vehicles. But we also think, you know, especially right now, if you want to rent an RV and do some of these longer drives, it's a great way to get on the road. You can stay in the RV rather than going in a hotel, and it's a fantastic way to tackle the longer routes.
Well, you mentioned Ohio, I think, at the very beginning of this. Where in Ohio is one of the great road trips?
There's a great route that we have that starts in Cleveland, and it follows the Ohio and Erie Canalway linking Lake Erie and the Ohio River, and you stop at a number of parks and trails and waterfalls along the way, so there are plenty of stops to get out, run around a little, and then get back in the car and see some more.
When you're compiling this, who is going out and test driving these road trips, or does he just call the tourist bureau, hey, what's good in your area?
No, we have a team of National Geographic travel writers who really are experts in narrowing down what makes a great National Geographic trip. So there are about 10 writers in total who've kind of tackled these trips themselves, either for this book or, you know, other assignments through National Geographic, and we really relied on their expertise to tell us what drives were worthwhile.
Some of these pictures look like there's heavy snow cover. Is there different seasons that the roads are better to travel or, you know, get the best experience?
Absolutely. And with each drive, we do have a recommended time to take the drive. And some of that is to see the snow-covered vistas. But other times, you know, if you're into fall foliage, we'll tell you the best months to go to certain places so that you can see the leaves at their best. So each drive will really tell you where and when to go.
It doesn't tell us who's the best person to take on our drive, though. You know what I mean? One of the greatest road trips always has to do with, you know, who's by your side and how long you want to spend in the car with them. But you do, as you mentioned, some of these are like an hour or so. Some says 4 hours. So you kind of have an idea of what you're getting into then.
Yeah, and I think you can pick your companion based on the time frame. You know, maybe you want to take the trip with your family and the young kids on one of the shorter routes so you don't have to deal with the kids going crazy in the car, but pick a road trip buddy to go on the longer multi-day trip, someone you know you'll have fun with.
Yeah, this is called Drives of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips. Why was there need for a second edition? I mean, did somebody drop off the list? You know, they didn't repair the roads or the bridges out? Tell me a little bit about maybe that criteria.
Sure. So this book, our first edition came out 10 years ago, and it's been a constant bestseller for National Geographic. So we were looking at it and realized, you know, since the first publication, there have been a lot of new routes and great drives that have cropped up. So we wanted to update it and really highlight what is the best of right now. And that meant going back, looking at what roads maybe have fallen off a bit or maybe just had an update that, you know, there's a better route to take, a better spot to stop. And so we really looked at every route. We added 100 new routes in total between top 10 lists and longer itineraries and really made it up to date with new maps and new photographs that really showcase what these routes are all about.
And a lot of this, I guess, because it goes into the natural world, you know, different maybe forests or mountains or areas. You never know what kind of weather actions, you know, with hurricanes or floods or fires or things like that. Maybe there's things that kind of change, or maybe the climate's changing a bit and the roads change a little bit. So there's always, I just think your editors and those guys, the women that wanted to do this, just wanted to go out on a road trip again.
You can't blame them, right?
Absolutely not. Again, it's called the Drives of a Lifetime, 500 of the World's Greatest Road Trips. It's out now. If people want to maybe get also, you know, other information about these, where's a good place to get some?
Anywhere books are sold. Go pick it up at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ShopDisney.com. We are wherever you can find books.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time, Allison. Thanks for joining us today.